Scott, it's time for the We Got the Geek Survey.
All right, gang, it's time for this week's Geek Survey, and sitting in with us this week is Hunter and Kristen. And Hunter has been nice enough to make up some of the Geek Survey questions this week.
Yes, the precedent has been set by Bulmer and McNabb now.
Yeah, I started writing this week, and then I just drew a blank, so immediately texted Hunter and helped me out, brother.
I think you texted me.
I did. I texted you, too.
Don't ever ask me for help. I'm bad at this.
That's not true. You got a question on here.
Yeah, well.
Ah.
Out of one of many.
Well, why don't we alternate then, and I'll get you to go first, sir.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Alrighty. So, you guys were talking. I listened to your McNabb get your geek survey, and you had mentioned Perry the Platypus from Phineas and Ferb. So my question would be, what fictional animal would you want to have as a pet? Because there's a lot of, like, cartoon animals or, like, sentient animals, sidekicks. Yeah. Which one would you want to have as a pet?
Or any of them a sloth. I pick that one.
I'm not sure.
I'm very excited at the sloth at the beginning of life.
Top of my head.
I know I did, too. I love sloth.
Sloth. I want Crypto.
You want Crypto? The super dog? That's a good call. I mean, but how do you reprimand that dog? Do you just, like, have a newspaper made out of kryptonite
around? Maybe that's not a good idea, because when they tried to write him a little more realistic a few years ago, he was busting up Clark and Lois's, like, apartment and running right through the door, and maybe that's not such a good one.
Yeah, you have enough trouble with Elvis.
Yeah,
Yeah, because think about it. It's, this pet is just you, in your life, owning this pet.
Hmm. Kyle, what would you say?
Oh.
A sloth. I used to want
a
monkey.
Kristen's answer.
Jake the dog.
I used to want a monkey because of BJ and the bear until I found out monkeys throw their own poop. So I gave up on that dream.
Yeah. My answer was Lockjaw. Humans, because I like the idea of a double-sized bulldog that can teleport me anywhere I want.
I like that, actually. That's a great one.
Because I would save a lot of money on gas.
Oh, I second Lockjaw. Or Grape Ape.
Because I'd be like, okay, I'm going to spend a little bit more money to feed this dog, but hey, we get to go to Maui sometime.
Nice.
All right. With your question.
All right. Well, this ties into the movie we watched this week. So what animal would you like to share a raft with?
Sloth.
This is Kristen's version of the Anne Hathaway answer.
Elvis says, pick me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be on a boat with you, Elvis.
Okay. I'm trying to think of, like... Okay. I'm just trying to think of, like, the smartest answer here, and I'm going to go with platypus.
Okay.
If only because I know platypuses are mammals, so in times of distress, you could milk the platypus, but platypuses also lay eggs.
Oh, okay.
So, I would have breakfast quite often.
Yeah, that's a good answer, actually.
You just have to watch out for, like, poisonous back feet.
I'm still going with sloth.
You just want to be trapped on a raft with a sloth?
They don't eat much.
Be like, sloth, quick, there's a boat coming, wave, like 2 days later.
Something small.
It'll keep me company. It's not going to move much, so I don't have to, you know.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to be there with Mo or Gully.
No.
Like, just any of our pets. As soon as they got fish once, it'd be like every morning. So yeah, fish today, right? Yeah. When's fish?
That would be Merlin, too. Kath, do you have an answer?
No. I like the orangutan in the movie.
Oh, he was
okay,
nice.
What animal would you least want to be trapped on a raft with?
A hippo.
Shark.
A rhino.
Like Komodo dragon.
Yes.
1800 killer bees.
Oh.
Hey, Wicker Man.
Oh no.
Not the bees. Alright.
Alright, what else do you have for us, sir?
Okay, so who makes MI6 is hiring a new James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Beckett or MacGyver?
MacGyver.
You think MacGyver's a better James Bond?
Yeah.
Do you have proof? Back up your work. Show your work.
he could make a bomb out of a buttered dish and a piece of gum.
Alrighty. Do you think that mullet's going to let him infiltrate into the upper echelons of society?
I don't know. Did you want to tell them your idea for me meeting MacGyver, by the way?
I want him to cut his hair into a mullet for Fan Expo. He can then get the rest of it cut off on Monday.
Yes, but he'd still have to have been seen at Fan Expo in a mullet.
Cosplaying as MacGyver.
But aren't you also growing a mustache for
you? Just carry around like a paperclip and a rubber band and be like, I'm MacGyver.
And your brown leather jacket. Done.
No. Be like, so I got you some contacts to hide your Latino heritage.
Guess who made MacGyver burgers? What do you think? Sam Beckett or...
MacGyver.
Oh, it's probably MacGyver. I just thought it was interesting. I just wanted to see who of your favorite...
Or John McClane.
John McClane. Yeah, is John McClane a good Bond?
I know, I've already erased all his movies from the face of the earth. All right. If you could pull a superior Spider-Man and have your brain transferred into anybody else's body at all, who would you pick?
Hugh Jackman.
I'm down with that.
He's a musical theater buff, and he's buff, and he gets to act in really cool movies. I'd be okay with that.
Kath, Anne Hathaway?
Always.
I'm gonna go with, Felicia Day, because then I'd be, like, best friends with Will Wheaton.
Just one step closer to making him cheat on his wife!
No, because he thinks of her as a little sister, so he'd never sleep with me as her.
So, wouldn't you want to be Will Wheaton's wife, then?
Is he married?
Yes!
Yeah. Will Wheaton's wife?
Why wouldn't you just be Anne Wheaton, then?
I'd still rather be Felicia Day, because Felicia Day's awesome.
I want to have sex with Will Wheaton, but I don't want to make it easy.
I can live without having sex with Will Wheaton just to be his friend.
Will Wheaton.
I'd rather hang out with him regularly than, like, sleep with him once.
I want my wife to like me, so I'm going to change my answer to Will Wheaton.
And he's really... thank you, honey. But he really loves his wife. I wouldn't want to take that away from him.
Well, I'm going to make my answer...
Yeah, but you'd be his wife. He would just really love you. And you'd have all her memories, so you'd be able to pretend really well.
Nice. Then I should make my answer Mr. Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Boobies.
Oh, wait, I'll get some brownie points with Kath. John Han.
Oh,
Bruce
can you?
Springsteen.
No, because he's older than me. So.
Oh.
John Han's not that far off from you, by the way.
If we're going for opposite gender, I'll go Allison Brie. I want to be in Community. For another half a season.
Fine, then I want to be Shirley.
I love Shirley, and she loves The Walking Dead. So.
I started.
That's a Shirley line if this happened.
Okay.
John Hamm's 2 years younger than you. So.
There you go.
Somebody's going to tell your life story. They're going to make a movie of your life story.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to geek it up. Do you want them to add aliens?
More?
No. Follow me on this one.
I like where it's going.
Do you want them to add aliens, zombies, superheroes, or time travel?
Time travel.
To the story of your life.
Okay, before he said time travel, what was
okay, then aliens, zombies, or superheroes? Oh,
before he said time traveler, I'm pulling a Homer Simpson in my brain going, please say time travel. Please say time travel.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yes. Superheroes.
I would have gone like right into him.
Please say time travel. Well, because the other one I had on here was, or something else, and he was just going, time travel!
You know, his little inner monologue, his little fingers crossed and everything, please.
All right, Kath, somebody's going to tell your geek story.
Please not time travel. It confuses me.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't want to come back in time and find out I was actually Bruce Willis the whole time.
I get very lost in time travel stories. Jay has to explain them. I get Back to the Future, though. That's about as basic
okay, so for your time travel story, Is it young you traveling to the future or old you traveling to the past?
Or both at the same time, like Memento, and then one's in black and white and one's in color.
Well, I was going to say, because you could have like young you traveling to 1990 and old you also traveling to 1990 for like a buddy cop adventure.
Oh,
thank God he didn't say 1999.
Why?
No, don't meet her.
This
doesn't end
well. He just shows up like, hey, 17-year-old me, meet your 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, Kath, what are you doing? No time travel, so aliens, superheroes, or zombies?
Aliens scare me. Zombies scare don't. Me. So I would have to go with superheroes.
Alrighty, so you're just you and Wonder Superman Woman flies out. Around?
That's a great question.
Kristen?
Probably aliens.
Alright, fair enough.
What would you say?
Probably time travel.
Okay.
I loved a good time travel story.
Yeah.
And I just want somebody to hand, like, 16-year-old me keys to a DeLorean. I don't care if it time travels, I just want somebody to hand me, like, somebody can travel from the future just to hand me the keys to a regular DeLorean.
F that, I want to pull an old Biff and go give young me a sports almanac.
I want you to bet on the horse races. Bet big. You'll own St. Catharines. You'll start the St. Catharines Casino.
Why would that sports almanac have horse racing in it?
Yeah, I want to go, like, pick up a sports almanac and just be like, really? Random college football scores from, like, a Sunday afternoon?
It's true. All right.
Like, I can see championship games, big horse races. I can see, like, like
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby style thing. Like, is there a Hill Valley Derby that would... Like, is this the Hill Valley Sports Almanac that just has Hill Valley Sports?
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, these people were really up on their Fighting Irish. The Hill Valley Fighting Irish.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's your next question?
All right, I kind of swiped this kind of off the comic book man.
Okay. Hey, they have great questions on that show.
Yeah, I changed it a little bit. It's if you could be a background character on any TV show for the rest of your life, what show would you be a part of? And you would never interact with the main cast.
Never interact in the main cast, so I just sort of exist in that world.
Yeah.
An extra.
Pokemon.
You know what? I'm glad I wasn't the only one going cartoon, because I was going to say Futurama.
Well, their question was cartoon, but I thought it'd be cool just to be...
Well, because I'm just like, I don't care if I interact with the main cast. If I get to hang out in a utopia where, like, you just jam animals into tiny balls and make them fight each other.
I would, however, want to meet the prime character of Futurama, because I swear if he were real, I'd be in love with Fry.
Diana.
He's the dorky underdog.
Okay, Diana.
I just can't think of any other like show that just be cool to hang out in the background or like be in that world. Like
Cheers, man. Drink beer all the time.
The Walking Dead. Like no. I'm just guy in the background. Hope I don't get fun. Killed. But,
like, if you're just guy in the background, chances are you're
probably a zombie.
Yeah.
Can I just be on Friends? Can I just like live in the
coffee shop.
Hey, right. And if you're a Cheers background guy, you could move on to Frasier and just be walking across the back glass every so often.
Nice.
Then you have to move to Seattle.
Yeah.
I want to be in Friends.
Okay.
You're just that.
I already
Central Perk.
I already admire Chandler from afar. I could just admire him from afar closer.
Cool.
And get to meet Jon Favreau?
Oh. No, because you end up as like one of Ross's assistants at the university.
One of Ross's wives?
Alright. So I modified a question that Bulmer had asked a couple weeks ago. I'll change the number, but you are able to keep 3 episodes of any TV show. But those are the only episodes of any TV show you're allowed to have or watch for, like, the rest of your life. What 3 episodes of a TV show would it be?
Does it have to be the same TV show?
No, it doesn't have to be the same TV show.
Oh.
So, and that's the part of the question. Do you save, like, 3 episodes of your favorite TV show? Do you save, like, the best episode of 3 different TV shows?
Wheels turning.
Mm. Okay, it's got to be The Simpsons, When Which Bart one? Gets his driver's license.
Okay.
The Andy Williams and okay. Milhouse wearing a wig sitting on the curb has got to be the funniest thing I've ever seen. Okay. There was one night I was trying to fall asleep and I couldn't stop laughing and Jay's like, "What's so funny?" And I'm like, "Milhouse wearing a wig." And I just the image was burned in my head and I couldn't stop giggling. So yes, that one.
Okay.
Huh.
I know, I'm sorry I gave you a toughie.
I can think of one off the top.
All right, what's your one then?
The episode of Happy Days where they had the dance marathon contest where Fonzie had been up for like 48 hours beforehand. And he made the bet where if he lost, he had to get a crew cut.
Charlene Ooh. Tilton was in that episode,
yeah.
Was she not?
Yeah, dancing with her brother Bubba.
Yep.
Fair enough.
That always makes me laugh when I come across that episode.
I don't know, I've been watching so much Friends lately that I can't even...
All I can think of are Futurama episodes.
Okay, well, what one Futurama episode would you save?
Oh, I'd save three of them. I'd save both ones with the brains.
Okay.
And the one with his dog.
Oh.
Because that episode, until the first movie came out, made me cry every single time I saw it.
All right.
I got another one.
Okay.
Stargate Window of Opportunity, the Groundhog
yes.
Day episode.
Okay, Alrighty. Good thing I live with you so I get to watch that one, but that's not one of my
You each have three, so you're cheating. You have six altogether.
Make sure you pick this one.
Yeah. Be like, I already used my three. Just side note, that always bugged me about the ending of Aladdin, where they're like, oh, sorry, Aladdin, you only have one wish. It's not like you don't have friends right there that you could just... Hand off the lamp too briefly. They can make a couple wishes. Give it you back. But anyways. No, one of mine actually would probably be a Simpsons now that you say it. The Stonecutters.
Oh, yeah.
I love
yeah.
the Stonecutters episode. Just as a standalone.
So my other one?
Now you have
I don't
want to
pick two Simpsons episodes, though.
Oh, if I were to pick a Simpsons, it'd be the B-Sharps one.
No, so mine would be the Do It For Her, the story of Maggie. That one makes me cry every time. But I don't want to pick that one.
Did you just shine your head in the bowl? In the...
shine a bowl, though? Yeah. No.
No.
All right, then. I would also say
literally burns his bridges.
The Deep Space Nine Star Trek episode, where they go back in time to the original series.
Yeah.
Because then I get to save, like, two episodes at once.
The Tribbles. That's a great one.
That is a good episode.
Oh, I'm trying to think of a good Quantum Leap one.
Oh, with God. The Evil Leaper?
Oh, those were good. Okay. If I could say one Quantum Leap episode, it's the one where he leaps back to when he's a kid. Like, it's Sam leaping back to Sam as a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no matter what he tried to do, he couldn't
save his dad. That was tragic.
That one makes me cry every time.
Aww.
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't save a Glee episode, because if I had to listen to, like, those same five songs,
I
would go and
blow my brains out.
I don't think any of them were really memorable enough to really save anyways.
I really like the Guilty Pleasures one. Like, just the music in that one. Just,
okay.
And I was watching it on demand, which you can't fast forward or rewind. And I'd missed the beginning of the Spice Girl song. And I was like, I can't rewind it! Oh my God!
I think the only other one I would save would be there's the Christmas problems. Special of Doctor Who that had come out a couple years ago. Was, like, their version of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And it was just really well done, because it's got time travel in it, it's Christmas, like, that could be the one that'd be like, everybody come to my house, I have a Christmas episode! Like... And then just people would get sick of it every year. Like, no, we watched it last year, because nobody else saved a Christmas episode of anything.
Oh...
Except that one Christmas episode of a Brady Bunch, like, and nobody wants to watch that.
No, I would like to save How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But come on.
Is that considered a TV show?
No. It's a movie.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Not the Jim Carrey one.
The Jim Carrey one is a movie. That
no,
doesn't
the TV,
exist.
The TV.
Yeah, but it's a TV movie.
It's a TV not show.
Episode.
What's happening?
No. No, it's not. It's like 40 minutes.
He saw it enough.
I watched.
Korea.
Let's put it this way. I did not want to come up with a Christmas lesson for Korea, so I made like a 10-minute lesson and then showed like 38-40-minute Grinch, no subtitles, like no Korean subtitles, to 17 or 18 Korean classes. I watched The Grinch so many times in a two-week period, like a
we
week and a half
period. We haven't been
able
to watch it since he came home, because he's just like, nope, still at my limit.
Oh, that
like,
would do
I was just, at the end of it, like following along with my mouth, like... Anyways, yeah, that was my question on that one. Thanks to Bulmer for the inspiration on his comic question.
And now a word from our sponsors.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Pulp Comics is the place to buy all your new comics, graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Located at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls, we have over 20,000 back issues, Wi-Fi, arcade, posters, DVDs, MTG, RPG games, board games, complete with 1,400 square feet of gaming tables and vintage arcade downstairs. Pulp Comics cares about you and your comic buying experience. That's why all of our comics are bagged and boarded, whether you're a pull list subscriber or just shop off the rack. Table rentals are now $5 for a full session of tabletop goodness. Bring your own game or play any of the available house games. Cards, dice, pawns, and pencils, everything you need for an evening of competitive social interaction, schemes and intrigue, luck, both good and bad included, and an awful lot of fun. At Pulp Comics, we have the fiction for your affliction.
All right. I love the recasting questions. So, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, and Scarlett Johansson want too much money for Avengers 2.
Just give it to them.
And they are fired. Who do you want to replace
them? I thought you were going to ask me, like, I want Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans,
you can't
Scarlett
replace
Johansson.
Robert Downey Jr. Or,
but if you had
probably
to.
Probably replace Chris. No, there's no one to replace
if
Robert Downey Jr.
If someone stuck
Downey
a gun to your head and said...
Gun to my head, Bradley Cooper is Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. shot into space and can't come back.
Let's put it this way. I don't want to replace him either.
He's got the suit. He'll be fine.
He wasn't wearing the suit.
I picked Mark Valley as Cap.
Okay.
Captain Awesome.
I'm not good with names.
Captain Awesome.
So I'm just going to sit this one out.
I said Paul Rudd for Iron Man. I was trying to go way out there.
I'll give Nathan Fillion Iron Man, just because I want to see Nathan Fillion with a goatee.
He could pull it off. He'd need to lose a few pounds, but he could pull it off.
I'll give, I'm blanking on her name.
Anne Hathaway as Black
no,
Widow.
No. The girl from Chuck as Black Widow.
Yvonne Strahovski.
Yvonne Strahovski.
Yeah, nice.
She would make a good Black Widow, because, A, she's already Russian. Now I just need to find a good Thor.
I drew a blank on
Fabio.
Thor. So I said,
I was honestly thinking that, but I'm like, he couldn't act it. That's the problem.
I said recast him as
you two
Thor.
Are made for each other.
I said recast him as Thor girl from the Young Avengers, and then you could have Anne Hathaway.
Morgan Freeman as Nick Fury.
I didn't want to go to the trouble of replacing the Hulk because, you know.
Andy Serkis as the Hulk. No, I don't know who I'd have as Thor. I'm trying to think of, like, a big, like...
John Hamm.
The Rock.
No, John Hamm is Iron Man.
John Hamm is Iron Man. Okay.
John Hamm is Iron Man, I guess. I see him more as a Batman.
Who's John Hamm?
Yeah, but Batman's not in the Avengers.
Yet.
Yeah.
He's apparently going to be.
April Fools. Thor.
Yeah, you gotta think of, like, some, like, blonde Adonis style. Like, Magic Mike. Magic Mike is Thor.
No.
Magic Thor.
What's his name? From True Blood.
Oh, that guy? Oh, Eric?
Yeah.
Because then he could act with his dad?
Oh, Ian Somerhalder?
Ian Somerhalder is Christian
What is that guy's name? Alexander...
Skarsgård.
And who would you want for the Black Widow? Anne Hathaway?
There
really?
No,
I said,
really?
I said Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Really?
Just so she can reenact that tank top scene at the beginning?
Yes. You are correct.
Alrighty then, I'll give you that. There are a couple reasons why Heartbreakers is somewhat watchable.
Their name is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And Jason Lee.
Yes.
Jason Lee is the reason I can watch Heartbreakers.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's
breasts are close second and third.
We saw it in the theater. Not bragging.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this was Kristen's question.
Cool.
So what fictional island would you least like to be stuck on?
Krakoa. Speaking of which, have you seen the new all-new X-Men?
Yes.
Did you see that Krakoa was their front lawn?
No.
Okay. I don't want to say anymore.
I'll have to go back and reread that. I did not notice that was their front lawn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you say Krakoa.
He was a mutant island who almost killed all the X-Men in there.
And then they shot him into space.
Yes.
He got better.
I probably wouldn't want to be on the Lost Island because that involves time travel and it confuses me.
But, like, I don't even know when we are.
But it had amenities and everything
Sometimes. I was having to deal with the problem of not knowing where I was. I also don't need to deal with the problem of when I am, okay?
And Ian Somerhalder suddenly disappeared.
I lived through the 80s once. I don't need to live through the 80s stranded.
But you'd get to hang out with Hurley.
And there'd be heroin.
What desert island, or what island would I like to be stranded on? Fantasy Island with Mr. Rourke.
The Blame Boss.
And Knick Knack.
Alright. Is there a fictional island that you would want to be stranded on?
Fantasy Island, probably.
Fantasy Island. Fair enough.
Gilligan's Island.
Themyscira.
Oh, we wouldn't be allowed there.
Yeah, he and I wouldn't be allowed
there. Sorry about your luck. I'm going to go hang out with Wonder Woman.
Fair enough.
I honestly didn't come up with my own answers for this one, so.
I said that I really wouldn't want to be on the prisoner island, because I just don't want to be referred to as a number all the time and chased by bubbles.
Good one.
Oh, it is good. Yeah, I'm going to call you number 7 and
like, just... like, run after you with, like, a childlike blonde bubbles.
Number 16, you were an old woman last week. Yeah. That was just on the episode I just watched.
Oh, really? I don't know. The Lost Island would be kind of fun if you're one of the people that could be, like, in charge. Like, if you're the next Jacob, like, you're the next guy that gets to defend the island.
No, the Lost Island, although I love the show, confused me way too much. Way too much.
Alrighty. Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is an island that, depending on when it's happening, is an island I do not want to be stuck on.
It's an island.
It is.
Oh. I only saw the movie
once. I was gonna say, if it was a peninsula, they have a lot more problems than they let on.
Is that an inlet?
Welcome to Jurassic Park! Yeah, I know, we just drove up the street. Like, we just stopped at 7-Eleven for Cheetos.
Wow. There's a lot of backstory you had there.
That is why I like having Hunter on the show, man.
This week's We Got the Geek brought to you by Cheetos.
And 7-Eleven.
And Jurassic Park in 3D in theaters now. Wow. Oh, kickbacks, Universal! Oh, man. Alright, you got another one?
I do. If you could be a sidekick to any superhero, who would you pick, and what kind of advice or help would you give them?
Oh my god, I don't want to say Batman, because he has a bad track record. Oh, yeah. Like, 50% track record for having your sidekicks live? No. Aquaman's sidekicks seem to do fairly well for themselves.
Can they go on land?
Yes. Who needs, like, business advice? Because that's about the only, like, superpower I've
got. Oh, I was going to say, if I get to be...
Pepper Potts.
I want to be Tony Stark's assistant, because then I get to be Spider-Man.
I can be Tony Stark's suit. Yeah. Pepper Potts, I can do that.
Yeah, there you go. We're both going to be Tony Stark's assistants. I'll be Spider-Man, she gets to be Pepper Potts, so she gets her own armor.
Nice.
Spoiler alert.
I also
get spoiled. It was in the comics. It's not a spoiler.
I also get spoiled by the rich man.
There you go.
And sexed by Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, with that too.
Fine, then I want to be the Wasp's assistant because she's hot and rich.
Isn't, like, depending on when you're talking, isn't the Wasp's assistant the entire Avengers at one point?
She was the chairperson of the Avengers.
Yeah. Life.
And she also had relations with Tony Stark at one time.
Ooh, relations.
You could be Hugh Jackman from Les Mis's assistant, because that was Anne Hathaway.
Can I just be Anne Hathaway's assistant?
Catwoman.
In what movie?
Just in real life.
The Devil Wears
Prada.
My
best friend and I decided that being a personal assistant was the way to go. We're like, how do we get that gig? How does this happen? Why are we doing this?
Oh, it's like that episode of The Simpsons. You have to break into the lot and be like, what have you done for me? I reunited you with your estranged father. What have you done for me lately?
I got you that Danish.
So you just have to find Anne Hathaway and give her a Danish.
Done.
I now want to meet every celebrity and just give them a Danish and just be like, this is how Bart Simpson became Krusty's assistant. This doing anything for you, Patrick Stewart?
Bill Wheaton, you're like, MacGyver,
that would get a chuckle out of Patrick Stewart at the very least.
Oh, I don't want to be MacGyver's assistant. All his friends died on every single episode.
And they never came back.
Seriously, like, out of about, I would say 50% MacGyver episodes, he always had a friend that died, like, right after the opening credits.
You could be Sam Beckett's assistant and be a hologram in the future.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
A dirty old man hologram, just like Al.
And you get to have your own adventure in Nom.
Yes.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Great.
Where you get to, like, see your fiancé get killed, isn't it?
Yay.
Isn't you're already married.
No, he got trapped by the Viet Cong for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but I thought also he had to watch his fiancé or something get killed.
No, she just married somebody else.
Oh, well, I mean, that's
same thing.
Yeah, you know. She's dead to me now.
I was about to say that.
Oh.
We're too similar.
I know.
I'm just
you've rubbed off on me way too much.
Alright. Okay. What future or alien technology do you think would be the worst idea for society to have right now?
Death Star.
Okay. I mean in like individual homes.
Oh, okay.
Like, yes, I believe everybody having their own Death Star is probably going to work out bad. We can't even get assault weapon bans.
Gold-plated Death Stars?
Oh, nice.
Chocolate Death Stars?
Those would be
Lego Death Stars?
No, we're not getting a Lego Death Star.
A Zat gun. Because, you know, three and they disappear.
No, they don't. Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Well, they retcon that out.
Oh, I don't remember.
Because they thought it was the stupidest thing in the world.
It was.
Well, they made fun of it on the 100th episode. They're like, yeah, why doesn't the third shot disintegrate? That is the stupidest idea in the world.
Okay, I don't remember. I'm going to have to watch that for our Stargate extravaganza coming out soon.
Ooh.
What are you looking at?
My favorite episode of Stargate is the one where they did the Farscape knockoff.
Which was the
200th. 200th episode, yes.
Yes.
Which, by the way, we need to finish watching.
And there was also Stargate puppets in that one.
I would think transporters would be the worst technology to just give random people in their home.
At this stage of society, yes, because we already have obesity and laziness is a huge problem.
I think flying cars would be bad. People can't, like,
drive
on the road.
Like, people can't handle two dimensions and, like, a third one in there.
Yeah, that's
a good
point.
Problem is half of society is too dumb for most of the things that are actually really awesome inventions.
Like, people can't think to check their blind spot, much less, like, what's above you? What's below you?
Oh, man, you need, like, a glass-bottom car so you can check below you before you merge down?
Yeah.
Which means you always have to wear pants when you're driving? This is horrible.
You land on somebody's, like, child playing in the street coming home? Oh, dude. That'd be horrible. Replicators probably wouldn't be the best idea either.
No.
I guess just asking this question, we're just figuring all technology is horrible.
Speaking
of
replicators, did you know that when Michael Shanks filmed his scenes with the replicators, he had to either be having his eyes closed or blindfolded because he's scared to death of spiders?
Oh. Huh. For those listening at home, before we get your letters, yes, we know they are different kinds of replicators.
Not the human kind. The spidery looking.
Well, I was talking about the Star Trek ones that make food.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused.
Oh, well, then this is
both kind of replicators would be bad.
Well, yes. The spider ones that kill humanity? Yeah, definitely a bad one. I was thinking of the ones that can make anything anybody wants. Yeah, probably also bad. We have a hard enough time with people 3D printing guns. We don't need them being able to
but
just go...
you can put security things on them so that you can only replicate food, but even still, you'd have some very bad obesity problems.
I would like a duck stuffed with bacon served in a man's hat floating in perfume.
There you go.
Do you got another one?
I got one more.
All right, I got one more, too.
All right, let's see... If you were an action figure, what accessories would come with your figure?
I have a very inappropriate answer.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not going to say it, I promise.
What accessories come with my figure? Wow. That's a tough one. I don't know. I'm gonna have
to Mine comes with an iPhone.
iPhone, probably. Bag of Scentsy.
And it would probably be one of those, like, the old, like, He-Man figures where it actually would smell like whatever Scentsy.
Yeah.
Yarn and knitting needles.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake.
I was gonna say, mine would probably have, like, some kind of, like, Nintendo DS kind of thing. And probably, like, a deck of magic cards. I mean, like,
nice.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything more. Probably one of the cats. I would like to have one of the cats with me in my action figure.
Mine would probably come with a Starlight, because
Kristen will come with the other cat.
Yeah. I get Mo.
It's fine. But then I love that we don't argue about who's favorite.
But then, like, it could be the Hunter and Kristen collector set that comes with both the cats. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Now we just need something else that by collecting the whole set. Like,
I was
going to
say, when you put them together.
With Toys R Us place.
I was going to say, mine comes with a change of shirt into a Toys R Us outfit. It also changes the face automatically into a frown and a lack of reason for living.
Hey, at least you don't have the same day job that, you know, we used to.
I did.
That's why
I said we used to.
Anyways, what was yours come with?
I don't know, probably Starlight and some pop. Bag chips.
The two of you together, one of you has the top half of Diana, the other one... Together they make Diana!
And you can magnet her together like Darth Maul.
Oh, man.
No, your action figure should come with some action figures.
True.
There you go. That's
you
a good
could
one.
Have, like, a little broadcast mic. Like, collect the whole We Got the Geek set to build the round table.
Headset from the day job.
Mine comes with a couch so I can nap.
Special napping feature.
When you lay me down, my eyes close like the little doll, like the little baby dolls do.
That's awesome. That makes the most...
don't, and make it really creepy. Some of the ones we've got at work, the eyelashes get stuck behind the, like, part of the lid. So you just have a doll that lays down and goes...
and winks?
Watching you the whole time.
Sleeps with one eye open.
I just remembered our favorite Toys R Us toy that we used to go in and press. Hunter was talking about people that come into the store and...
wham, 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 wham.
There used to be a Winnie the Pooh that you could program to say stuff.
Uh-huh.
Who is your friends? I like Bob and Bill and Jason Lee. Jason Lee was one of the answers that you could pick.
What?
Remember that?
Yeah, we went online because we were going to get one for Diana. We actually got her the Dora one, but they had Winnie the Pooh and Dora and somebody else.
I can't remember who's
Elmo.
Dora. Oh, was it Elmo? Okay.
And so you could listen to the names online
because
I wanted to see, like, how bad they were going to wreck Diana. And there was... phonetic spelling, so there was Deanna and Diana and all that.
Oh, because Winnie the Pooh sounded like Diana.
Yeah. So I was
Diana.
Like, I'm like, we're not going to hear Winnie the Pooh. But Jason Lee was one of the names. Like, all one word.
So your best
Hello,
friend is...
Jason Lee.
Your best friend is Earl.
Okay, so when you said that I wasn't wondering
you,
how bad you were going to wreck Diana, and I thought you meant, like, mentally screw her up, and I'm like, you can't do that anymore.
The new Elmo is really creepy. It's a 3-foot-tall Elmo... that hugs. So it's designed so that the toddler walks up to this standing 3-foot-tall Elmo, hugs him, and the robot Elmo hugs him back.
Oh, it's like the leprechaun.
And if it holds on too long, it says, please let go of Elmo. Like, this thing's creepy and I don't want it in my store. It's like 3 feet tall and I don't want to walk past it going, hug Elmo? I already had enough problem with the tiny Elmo that was trying to rock and roll.
Could be worse.
And the roll on the floor laughing Elmo that was listed as laugh out loud Elmo as false advertising.
We have angered Hunter.
All right, I got one more. So, you are regressed back to high school age, and you are trapped in high school forever.
Forever?
Forever.
Oh, okay.
Glee universe or Archie universe?
Oh, universe. Dude.
Really?
I'd have to say the Archie universe, because then I could meet the Punisher and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Kiss and Kiss. And zombies.
And Dilton.
Archie walks. Artie that walks.
Artie that walks.
Artie that walks.
I want to go to the Glee universe so I can go on fondue for two.
I couldn't randomly sing everywhere.
Or five.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could be one of the people walking around slushying them, right?
Oh.
Like, you don't have to necessarily be part of Glee Club. You're just stuck at that high school.
Could I be, like, the rock salt guy? Oh. In this? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That actually, well, no, it was from the universe. You just didn't go to that school.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to hurt anyone much.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to go to that school, technically.
No, no, no. You're trapped in that high school. Okay.
Then he couldn't be the rock salt guy.
Perpetually with Mrs. Grundy's class.
Okay, the Archie universe. Would I get to go out of the school and go to Pop's Chocolate Shop?
You would. You live in that universe, but you have to go to high school as a high school student every year.
Oh, the Archie.
Go to Glee, we can go to Breadsticks.
And cheats and things. Yeah, no, I'm going to be with you on the Archie universe. More interesting things seem to happen there.
Kristen and I will be in the Glee universe. Yep. Hang out at Breadsticks.
Well, then we could have a crossover.
Yeah.
Jughead Jones, Mercedes Jones.
Oh, I get to
meet
Puck. Is there
an Archie character with the last name Stewart?
I get to meet Puck. Maybe. And he likes thick girls.
Johnston.
Ooh, but then I could date Beast. Kidding. Mm. Kidding.
I'm okay with dating Betty or Veronica.
Or Veronica. Or Midge.
No, Midge was ugly. No, Ethel. I'm thinking Ethel. Ethel. No, Midge, you just can't touch.
Dude, Ethel was hot on the Riverdale reunion
yes,
we watched.
Yes, I know.
It all comes back to the Riverdale reunion.
Flashbacks. Oh,
I've already angered him enough today.
No, I was going to say, you can't even look at Midge without Moose beating the crap out of you, though.
That's true.
I mean,
you got my
Betty
back, though, in this universe.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there together, being beaten up by Moose, who's probably like 35 and still in high school. I was going to say, like, you do some community outreach with Betty, and she probably lets you do some personal outreach.
I like that Hunter just planning to get into Betty's pants.
Is she on your Archie list?
She's on my Archie list. Yes, she is on the Archie list. Number one, thankfully. Above Josie from Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, jeez.
And then slightly above Sabrina from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's who is from the Archie universe.
I know.
You get a witch. You can befriend a witch.
That's true.
And you can have fondue. I'll have a friend that's a witch.
Yeah.
While we hang out with Kiss.
I'd still rather be in the Glee universe.
Yeah. Why? Who are you going to meet? John Stay. Oh, you get to meet John Stamos. Damn! Now I'm all turned around on this!
You're killing me, dude.
Who do you get to meet, John Stamos? Oh, you get to meet John Stamos.
Oh my god. You're killing me.
And Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, what just happened there?
And
the Glee universe is getting slightly better!
And Donnie Most.
And Kristen Chenoweth?
Kristen Chenoweth, I don't care about. But didn't Britney Spears actually show up on that series, too?
She had a cameo, didn't she?
Yeah.
One of the Britney episodes?
In the one
episodes?
Of the, like, dental hallucinations,
yeah.
Right? Hey, and if you're crippled, you get to have an internal monologue song where you can walk and dance. So,
yeah, or if you're mentally challenged, you can have a British woman as your internal monologue.
There would be no Foo Fighters music, though, because he refuses to license their music for that show.
You would live in a universe without Foo Fighters. Which, now, there's
I'm
an
sure
interesting
license
thing.
To the Arch
Does that
universe.
Also mean that the Glee universe doesn't have Nirvana?
Oh, probably not.
Ooh.
It depends on who
Wait, but
the
does the Archie
Nirvana
universe
music.
Only have the Archies and Josie and the Pussycats?
Yeah.
There's only two bands.
Enjoy your 24-7 of Sugar Sugar.
Oh, Jughead did the rap version, though.
No, but just think about it. Because if it's us going back
Wait.
To being in high school, we can just, like, now start our own band and just sing all the hits that they have no idea exist.
As you have you seen Do-Over?
Born in the USA. As sung by Jay Stu and Hunter.
So, in your Archie universe, are you in the
comic book version of the Archie universe or the Return to Riverdale reunion movie?
Well, we're
I don't know what you're talking about. You just asked me if I was in the comic book universe or nothing. You didn't finish that sentence, so I'll assume you just meant comic book universe.
Well, I'd have to edit that together properly, so my question is completely there.
That's awesome. Yikes. All right, guys, so thanks for being the guinea pigs for this week's Geek Survey, and thank you for coming up with some questions.
Yeah,
man.
No.
Appreciate it.
A blast.
And we'll see you again real soon, and have a great night.
Yeah.
Take care.
Or day, if you're listening to this in the daytime. Or night.
Or afternoon tea.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.